In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
On this special bonus edition, the fear contagion and the power of intention.
What if everybody thought at the same time, had a thought process? Let's say we organized this and I said, okay, at 10 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow, I want everybody, we don't have to get online, we just have to be thinking at the same time, Trump, fire Fauci. Do you know what would be happening to Trump in his sleep? He would wake up and go, I gotta fire Fauci. I mean, that's true. That will happen.
Welcome to Thursdays with Ronnie, a special bonus episode of Conspiracy Unlimited. Once a month, I speak with my good friend, Ronnie McMullen, the co-founder of GetTheTea.com. Ronnie's one of my loyal and supportive sponsors. He's also a broadcaster, an author, lecturer, and he's passionate about healing America one teabag at a time. Ronnie McMullen, welcome back to Conspiracy Unlimited. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm getting along. You know, I'm getting just kind of fed up, I think, like most people, with this interminable quarantine. And now I hear in LA County, they've announced that they're going to extend it likely for 3 more months.
Forever?
I think that's where they're going. They're really
Houston
trying
wants
to...
forever.
Yeah, but they're... And it's not just in California. Some of the states that opened up are now talking about locking down again. They're just really stringing us along. I've said this from the beginning. I think this is kind of a beta test. Let's see how far we can push people. Let's see what we can get away with.
They're going to be sorry.
I hope
people
so.
People are rising up already with peaceful demonstrations. But if they don't listen to the peaceful ones, then there will be other ones that are not so peaceful. And those are the ones you want to worry about. So I really think they ought to knock off all the planning of you know. I mean, here's the thing. We're under martial law. We can call it a soft martial law. We can call it whatever we want, but it is a martial law. And you know, it's a military action. What are we talking about? Why? And now they're wanting to pass the law, the 666 law, which...
Trace, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny, the number.
Yeah. Right,
you know,
right.
Because a Christian's got to be having a heyday. There's one more six on there. It must be really devilish, you know? And it is. It is a devilish. It really is a devilish bill. But I just... I mean, you just kind of think these guys running this world, they're pretty bored. I mean, they're like, let's kill a billion people. What do you think there, Bob? Yeah, sounds good. Maybe 2 billion. You think they're stupid? I don't think this nation's going to lay down and get run over by their trucks. I just don't see it.
Well, luckily you have a Second Amendment, and that's the whole idea. That's when it comes in real handy, right? When the First Amendment goes south, that's why you have the Second Amendment. Unfortunately, up here in Canada, we gave that one away a long time ago.
Well, I don't know about the whole paper thing, because the paper thing ain't holding things together. So I'm not sure. They've been butting the Constitution. They're against our constitutional rights right now. So you kind of say, well, you're really not in your legal rights. You know, there was a doctor that was talking about the true identity of COVID-19, the fact that she worked for Fauci, all of this. She basically talked truth. And what'd they do? They go in and arrested her with no warrant, by the way, because she didn't hand over the papers and tell everybody, oh, I'm lying. She's like, I'm not going to say that. I'm not lying. I'm not going to say that. Well, you need to say you lied and you blew everything out of proportion. And So they locked her up and put her in jail. So, I mean, this, you know, and then, oh, the worst part, she's being debunked. Let's debunk her because she doesn't know what she's talking about. So they got trolls, whether it's CIA, FBI, NSA, doesn't matter. They're going to get trolls that are going to beat these people down if the video even is able to go up.
Right. Dr. Judy Mikovits, who's featured in this very controversial new documentary, Plandemic.
And she's the real deal. I mean, it doesn't get more real. And it's not just her. She's got doctors. We got two doctors out of, I think it's out of Fresno. And they're going, these laws that they're putting in, the wearing the masks and the rubber gloves and social distancing are all opposite and negative of the virus. These are not going to help the virus. It's going to make us worse. This will suppress our immune system. We're not, I mean, they went off. Are they wacko too? You know, no, but this is, and we can't even put these videos up. They take them down as soon as they come up. So, I noticed they don't take down like videos that just have normal Joes talking about it. But if they have anybody that has a doctor or a scientist or any kind of validity, oh my gosh, those videos are searched, hunted, and taken down before anything goes out, which is really stupid on their part, because the more you suppress something, the more it's going to take off.
Right, right. They took down the trailer for Plandemic on YouTube, but it's on BitChute, so people can see it there.
Yeah.
And I saw someone sent me another video. This was a medical doctor in Texas, in Dallas, speaking out. I don't know if it's still up, but people are, it's like Radio Free America or something. People are passing these videos around and saying, forward this before it gets taken down. It's like the French underground during the Second World War or something.
Thank God.
But more and more doctors are speaking out every day.
Yeah.
And we're hearing from people like funeral directors who are saying the death certificate said COVID-19, but the families are saying, no, they didn't have that. Or they had cancer. People that are in a hospice that have weeks to live because they have terminal whatever, if they happen to have COVID-19, then they're listed as a COVID-19 death. In other words, they're dying with it, not from it. And so one has to wonder, by what order of magnitude have these death totals been gamed or fudged?
Manipulated? Absolutely.
Right.
They have. I figure a third of the people that they say have died, it's a third of that number. So if it's 150,000, 50,000 people really died, and the other 100,000 are just markups. Some part of a money game. People went on ventilators, wrong therapy. You know, people die quicker. People wearing masks. When we exhale, we detox, and that goes right back into our mask and creates another kind of virus. So it's kind of mind-blowing. And, you know, they change the narrative all the time. Every day they change the narrative. So then you kind of say to yourself, well, don't people see this? And they do. Like, for instance, all the hospitals are full. You're completely full. Don't come down here. You'll be standing in line. And people go, okay, okay. But then they start taking videos of the hospitals.
Right.
Waiting rooms are empty.
Right.
They're empty. Oh, and we can say, oh, well, that guy was lying and he made a fake video. Okay, well, then how come these hospitals are laying off and why are they cutting pay? You know, this is where you just kind of go, oh, my God. So this is real time, real happenings. Dentists are being furloughed. I mean, we can go on and on.
Right.
And
right.
So they're lying. And if you look at Fauci's record, and it goes all the way up to Bill Gates, Pierre Bright, all of that, vaccines, you know, when you deal with that, you just go, is there another plan here? And there is. And then what do we have coming out of Bill Gates' mouth, which I think that's very interesting. So the richest man in the world, I think he's the richest man in the world, is basically saying we need to depopulate. Okay, so you have a population and we need to depopulate. What are you saying? And he's saying murder. He doesn't say those words, but he basically, to depopulate, you're talking about murder.
The other argument with Bill Gates, and I don't know what his motives are. I hate to think that he is a psychopath, but who knows? How do you get to the top? How do you get to be a Bill Gates unless you have a bit of the psychopath in you, number one? I think when he's been talking about reducing population, he's been talking a lot about reducing infant mortality, so that if you inoculate and you can help families, instead of having 13 children because they believe 9 of them are going to die, if you can reduce infant mortality, they'll have fewer children. That's what he speaks about on the one hand.
Sidelines.
Yeah, but who knows? Here's the other thing, though. Why are we listening to this guy? He's not an epidemiologist. He's not an immunologist. He's very good at what he does, but he sells software.
He's Windows.
He sells software. Yeah, why are we listening to this guy?
Because he has all the money in the world.
Right, I guess.
Why does Soros get away with everything? Because he has all the money.
Why would I want to listen to Bill Gates talk to me about why I need a vaccine, his vaccine?
Well, have you heard of the rumor that basically on the computers or the phones, they can watch you and hear you and so on, turn the phone on or turn the computer on? Have you heard that?
Oh, yes. Yes. I have no doubt that they have that technology.
Where do you think that technology came from?
Bill Gates, I guess.
Right.
Sure.
Because it's on his operating system.
Right. Well,
so is he a good guy? Hey, Bill, you're having sex with your wife and we can see it. See what I'm saying? That doesn't sound like a nice guy. If that was something with me and my wife, he'd be down on the floor. So is that a nice guy? And that, you know, and he's going to use the excuse, well, we're catching people in the act before they rob the bank. Well, how come the bank still got robbed? You didn't stop them. So I don't think there's anything good to Bill Gates. Maybe sometime when he was in his 20s, you know, maybe even when he was in his 30s. But something happened to him. And it's probably just they and them, the cabal, got to him. And he's probably, you know, he's probably the head cabal guy now, or at least one of the head honchos. So, and this is not just conspiracy. I always like conspiracy. People say, oh, that's conspiracy. You know, and I go, well, first of all, the CIA created that word. And what do you think they did that for? So conspiracy almost always turns out to be truth. I mean, it's about 70-80%. If we didn't have the tinfoil hats guys running around, we would be rocking. We'd be probably at 100%. But we do have these people that, you know, we all need to get in a spaceship and fly away. That's our way out of this thing. Okay, next.
So, let's look ahead a little bit. And I'd like to say, once this thing gets back to normal, I don't know what that even means anymore. The economies of the world are circling the drain. We should have been opened up a month ago. This is insanity.
I told people clear back. I said, they set a date for when they're going to try to restore things. And they said, what's the date? And I said, July 15th. Wow, I don't remember the news saying July 15th. I said, oh, they did. You just didn't listen hard enough. You can pay your taxes. You can delay them until July 15th. So if they're taking your tax money, they were back online again. But we won't be fully online. We'll be full of fear.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have our 6-foot distancing. We'll have our masks. I think our masks. And think about how many people are going to die with masks. And then if they don't, like, let's say they have asthma or something, you know, upper respiratory, where they can't really wear a mask and they go in, They might get beat up by somebody because they're like, you're going to infect me. Because why? Because they believe the narrative of the fear.
Well, here's the thing, too. They changed the story. First of all, they said, just till we flatten the curve.
Yeah,
that was the term.
Flatten the curve.
It went from flatten the curve to nothing gets back to normal until we get a vaccine. How did they slip that one by us?
Because we go back to Pierre Bright and Bill Gates and we see all the numbers and all the patent numbers, and they're all there, and they're way before this went going. So we see that Fauci 4 years ago, or it maybe been 2 years ago, that he was talking, we need to plan in case there's ever a pandemic. Isn't that funny? Isn't that kind of odd? So, you know, if you look at Fauci and Bill Gates, and these guys are players. These are heavy players. And Bill Gates is sitting on, I mean, he's already wounded how many children in, I think it was in India,
yes,
giving them a vaccine. And
polio vaccine, yeah.
Yes, yes. But they didn't, why he didn't get hung for that, I don't know. Because maybe because he's the richest man in the world. I don't know.
How are things going to look after, let's say, they open things up a little bit? What's it going to be like, everyday life here, from here on in?
Fear. Fear.
Of the next wave?
Fear for probably a couple of years. Yeah. And I hope I'm so wrong at this. I really do. But I don't know if you've been in or you know, if they have Costco's where you are. But when you go into a Costco, and I've always kind of liked to go into Costco. I mean, I know they're not much better than Walmart, but let's just, for the sake of, that's not what this is about. So you go into Costco, you're going to get your stuff. They're yelling out of a whatever loudspeaker thing, you know, go to line 4, turn over here. If you're 55 and older, 55, go to the right-hand side. It's like the Third Reich. And you just go, and the energy, okay? I mean, they're still kind at you. It's not like they're rude, but the energy of the building, inside the building, of everybody having fear, panic, frustration, anger, you know, so many emotions, you know, thoughts to feelings to emotions. So many emotions going on that are just right on the brink. Like, I don't want to live like this. I don't want to, you know, how many people are thinking that? We don't know, but a lot. I don't want to live like this. I want it the way it used to be. And we come in this building and then we go out and that's what we have, you know? And so this changes our psyche, and fear gets bled into us to where when we sleep, our whole inner core is shaken to its bones, to where we don't even think straight, throws our chemistry off in our body. And when that happens, it's hard. Cortisol is released, adrenals are released, you know, glucose is released, and this jacks us up for sickness. This puts us right into a sickness realm, which is exactly what they want. And interestingly enough, I don't know if you've ever done work with David John Oates.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. I love him. Reverse speech guy. And basically, when he was reverse speeching one of the CDC spokesmen, clear back, this was probably 2 or 3 months ago, in her reverse speech, and she's given the mandate, oh, we're going to do this, and this is what we're going to do, and blah, 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 we're going to keep everybody safe. They don't care about us being safe. I mean, really? You think we believe that? Anyway, so she was like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And her reverse speech was, fear feeds the virus.
Amazing. Yes. I know David quite well.
I remember Obama's when he was introducing his the Health Care Act, and he basically, in his reverse speech, this will damn you. I just thought that was kind of everybody that's, and this is where you kind of go, So, you know, we've talked about nuclear as far as, you know, all the radio programs. Nuclear could happen, the Chinese war, this, that, the other, you know. But really, if you think about it, it's kind of been, we had the H1N1 under Barack Obama. That turned into a pandemic, but it wasn't a lockdown pandemic. It was just a pandemic. And I kept thinking, this is a pandemic? I mean, hardly anybody has the flu. But they put the word on there. I think it was a test run. Then we get Trump, he goes into office, and we got this nasty healthcare thing that Obama built and all the people underneath, all his minions built, that basically will damn us. And so Trump gets elected, and he's going to go in there and say, I'm going to rescue you. And the first thing he goes to attack is healthcare. Did you notice he got nowhere? He got shut down.
Well, he did get rid of some of the major underpinnings of the Obamacare, the individual mandates. That was a huge thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he got rid of a couple, you know, like you don't have to get dinged on your taxes. You know, he did a couple things, but he didn't really move the needle, in my opinion. He really didn't. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to beat him up because I like Trump. But what I'm saying here is, did you notice what happened next? That's what was important. So healthcare gets really nothing. And he just kind of lets that go because people are opposing him like crazy. And he jumps on taxes and gives us a little tax. You know, it didn't amount to a whole much, but it was enough to say, hey, 2 or 3%, I think it was 3%, on a lot of these businesses and a lot of these people, blah, 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 you save 3%. So they gave us a little bit of change, and we said, it's okay. And nobody ever went back to healthcare and say, okay, so we're going to get back to this and fix this. And now every year it goes up 10 or 15%. I mean, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 10 or 15%, your deductible gets higher and your coverage gets lower. So they're just pocketing in. And then we have things like this virus that comes along, and it's funny, it's back in the healthcare system again. Healthcare stocks are through the roof. That's the only reason that we have any holdup at all in Wall Street, is because all the healthcare stocks are flying. You know, and Procter & Gamble, they're like, yeah, baby, Costco, woo-hoo, you know, they're all happy. They're making tons of money, while all our smaller businesses that keep our world alive are dying.
Yeah.
And what'd they do? They bribed us yet again. Here's $1,200 for you. You can spend the money that you go in taxes. We'll give it to you in $1,200, and that's going to save the world. $1,200 is going to save you? Really? I mean, seriously? I'm just amazed. But hey, don't worry, we've got $800 million that went to the arts, and we needed that at this time of life.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be buried in an avalanche?
Weird foreign feeling of despair.
Or how it feels to crash a skydive?
I remember hearing a thud, feeling my body hit the ground.
Or how you would react if you were being attacked by an alligator?
At the end of my leg is this huge alligator head on my leg.
These are the stories you'll hear on the podcast called What Was That Like? True stories told by the actual person who went through it. You'll hear from a victim of an attack.
Dragging me into the bathroom and saying, I'm going to kill you, now you're going to die.
You'll hear from a man who discovered a baby.
How could this be? How could there be a baby on the ground?
And you'll hear actual 911 calls.
Clinky County 911.
There's a man at my back door. He's trying to get in.
What Was That Like is a podcast about real people in unreal situations. Search for What Was That Like on any podcast app or at whatwasthatlike.com.
Do you want to know what it's like to hang out with MS-13 in El Salvador? How the Russian mafia fought battles all over Brooklyn in the 1990s.
Or what about that time I got lost in the Burmese jungle hunting the world's biggest meth lab? Or why the Japanese Yakuza have all those crazy dragon tattoos? I'm Sean Williams.
And I'm Danny Gold. And we're the hosts of the Underworld Podcast. We're journalists that have traveled all over, reporting on dangerous people and places. And every week, we'll be bringing you a new story about organized crime from all over the world.
We know this stuff because we've been there. We've seen it. And we've got the near misses and embarrassing tales to go with it. We'll mix in reporting with our own experiences in the field, and we'll throw in some bad jokes while we're at it.
The Underworld Podcast explores the criminal underworlds that affect all of our lives, whether we know it or not. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Every town has a dark side. This is Andrew Fitzgerald from the Every Town Podcast, where every single week we dive into insane and mysterious true crime stories, most of which you've never heard of. Stories like the bizarre disappearance of Tyler Davis in Columbus, Ohio, a 29-year-old father trying to find his way back to his hotel when he disappeared and was never heard from again, and Elizabeth Schoaf from Lugoff, South Carolina, who was abducted from her driveway by a madman and taken to his underground bunker in the woods. And we give you all the details you're interested in hearing about without any fluff or fillers, because ain't nobody got time for that. We cover everything from psychopaths to poltergeists. So go check out the Every Town Podcast, because every town, no matter how nice it may seem, has a dark side.
We all enjoy a little mystery. Every other week, one strange thing presents forgotten stories from America's newspaper archives. They all have something in common, a single element that can't quite be explained. Join us on One Strange Thing, and you'll hear about a man who was literally stricken with genius. A 21st century child who remembered piloting a World War II bomber. A mysterious, unidentifiable blob in Texas. And then there was the lizard man stalking through small-town South Carolina. From cryptids and disappearances to modern-day miracles, One Strange Thing brings you stories that are very real and just a little otherworldly. Subscribe now, wherever you listen.
I think part of what's going on here, too, the other thing they're talking about is guaranteed incomes. Part of the reason they're locking us away and destroying our ability to earn a living for ourselves is because they want us to be entirely dependent.
Yes.
Do you think, has it crossed your mind, do you think we're going, or I shouldn't say where we're going, but do you think they want us to go this round or close to this round, go to a cashless society?
Not necessarily this round, but that's certainly part of this beta test, because now when you go to, you know, we go to the dollar store, they don't want to take your cash because, you spread the germs. That's a beta test. It's not going to come this round. Same with the mandatory vaccines. That's later. They're ready to roll it out.
When you say later, your thought process, year, 6 months, 2 years, or 2 years longer?
It's very difficult to say because things are speeding up. So I think what's going to happen is they're going to open things up a little bit. We'll go out and then they'll say, oh, here comes the second wave. Go indoors again. And then they're going to start doing this over and over and over again. We could have third wave, fourth wave. Oh, this is a different virus entirely. Then there'll be three waves of that. And then we won't know whether we're coming and going. And finally, we will just be so demoralized. We'll just give up. And it's just like, whatever you want.
Well, I think it's like, if I remember right, 55 or 70% of America is on the government payroll in some way or fashion.
They get some form of government assistance. Now, that could be a veteran's pension. It could be food stamps.
It's Homeland Security, all these FDA, all these institutions, government institutions that CPA, all of them. Making money off the government. So when the corruption hits and these guys are pulling down, Homeland Security pulls down good money. I think their starting pay is like $85,000. So they're pulling down good money, and that's not counting all the other institutions there are. So if you don't go with our corruption, you lose your job. Or worse, we'll set you up to where you look like you're one of the bad guys. So it's easier to get the corrupt. So yeah, because here's the thing. I always do these little, I don't want to call them fake, but you know, hip, I don't know, we'll just put the numbers out there. So there's 325 to 330 million people in the United States. So how many people are truly bad to the core to the point that they would kill? And I'm not talking about the robbers on the street, but I'm just talking mafia all the way up to corruptness inside the White House. How many do you think there were?
Oh, I'd say, boy, I don't know. Less than a percent.
Yeah. So let's just say it's a million people. Let's just say it's 2 million. 2 million people that are corrupt to the core. How many of those people are there to fulfill their wishes? 3 million? Another 4 million? Let's call it 4 million. So 4 million and 2 million, 6 million people, and we have 325, 330 million people. So don't we outnumber them?
Yes. Yes. That's where the fear comes in, though. That's why they use fear because
that keeps their 5 or 6 million looking like, you know, 200 million.
Yeah.
But we don't, that's not what it is, because, and out of their 5 or 6 million, if that, you know, if these numbers were even remotely close, out of that 5 or 6 million, how many are in positions, whether they're a general, they're a colonel, whatever, and they see the crap and they're acting like they're going along with it. But when the rubber meets the road, they're going to pull rank and say, nope, we're going this direction.
I hope you're right. I want to ask you about your new project, Ronnie, Deep Waters Radio. Tell me about it. What's all this about?
Well, it's kind of what we're talking about here. We're talking about how we're kind of being cornered. And so I guess the best way to say it, not to downplay it, but I wanted to teach people how to heal. That's the first start of it. And to heal, because our healthcare system's going. So to heal is not just external, and we've been taught it's external. So in other words, if we change our diet and we exercise and we do supplements and a couple other nice modalities, you know, we do some yoga, meditation, that our body, everything's going to be great and wonderful. That's not always true. And there's proof to that. So I thought, okay, so why is that not true? Because those are good things. It's not to dog the good things. It's saying that's all external. So if you go to internal and if you deal with your internal and you, why do you do what you do? Who are you? What would you do in this circumstance? And you start showing your colors of who you really are. And a lot of kids have trauma. A lot of we have trauma during when we grow older. There's lots of things that go on, family issues, you know, marriage issues, all kinds of things that break us. And when we go to the doctor and we have this pain in our stomach, he says, what have you been eating? He doesn't say, well, are you going through a divorce? Did you just lose your child 3 months ago in an accident? He doesn't talk about that. That's all internal. He talks about external. And that's what they're trained to do. And I'm not dogging the doctors. I'm just saying that's the way they're trained. So I wanted to deal with the internal because as the internal and you deal with it, then healing starts. So this goes, you know, you hear all the stories about people that are on their deathbed and they see heaven or they see hell or whatever. And this is all internal. Okay. And the doctors are amazed and, you know, and the doctors know there's a God. They won't talk about it because they want to be God, but they know there's a God. They know that there's an intelligent, you know, in being or force that, you know, lack of names right now because people sometimes get offended by the word God, but in a unique intelligence that is far surpasses us, that people are literally going and learning about this and they're healing. They're completely healing. I mean, it's instantaneously. And it's healed by energy and not like just energy workers where they put their hands over you. That does help. But something that you work on. And so I'm giving the lessons of how to start dealing with your insides so that you can match your insides. Then when you take your supplements, eat right, and do your physical fitness, yoga, whatever you're doing, it's really, really going to supercharge you because your internal is running. And you have the internal has to be connected. Religion's kind of messed that up a little bit, in my opinion. Organized religion has messed it up big time. And the reason I can say that is you can just go by the fruit. They always talk about their fruit. Okay, so let's go to a fruit. I could go to 50 churches tomorrow and visit 50 different churches and say, can you heal me right now? Because I have XYZ, this physical deal. And they could pray and nothing's going to happen because they're void, not of God necessarily, but they're void of going internal. And God meets us halfway. But if God is in us, which he is, things change. So anyway, I go into great detail about this on a radio show, and I'm just starting out, but I'm having a blast with it, and people are commenting, they're loving it, and so it's very exciting to finally do. I've been in radio for over 15 years, and it's finally exciting to do what I really want to do. I don't care if I have a million listeners or one listener. I just, if somebody can get help out of it, that's great. And you know, I guess in my older years, you know, I have a supplement company, a CBD company, and now I'm doing this radio show. I want to help people. And the radio show is not just totally about healing, but it's also about grabbing your power back. And that's the problem we're in right now because we've given our power away. We just like, oh, okay, we just trust so-and-so, and okay, that guy's fine. And all these people have put their little minions in place. Now what's happening to us, we don't have a lot of control over. But what if everybody thought at the same time, had a thought process that said, let's just do it this way. This will be a fun one. We all had the same. Let's say we organized this. And I said, okay, at 10 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow, I want everybody, we don't have to get online. We just have to be thinking at the same time, Trump, fire, Fauci.
I'm marking Trump, that down. We're doing that tomorrow at 10?
At 10 o'clock.
Okay. I'm in.
So, but see, and we say, and we kind of giggle and say, boy, that's kind of cool. Here's the wild part, okay? And this is very wild. If we had enough people that did this, do you know what would be happening to Trump in his sleep? He would wake up and go, I got to fire Fauci. I mean, that's truth. That will happen. But we don't do it. We go, oh, that won't work. All our senses come up. And if we're ruled by our senses, which are our guidelines, and they're always guidelines into what we already know, the past or future events that will never maybe ever happen. We're never in the now. If we deal with this the right way, we have so much power. This was done by Art Bell many years ago. And he had a bunch of people, I guess Texas was having a drought, and he had a bunch of people, you know, have thought process that it was going to rain in Texas. It happened. And it happened so harshly that there was flooding. So if we can do that, okay, and that, and he was like, I'm never doing that again. So if we can do that, that's what they and them are scared of, is us taking back our power. That's why there's a Catholic vault, because there's a lot of writings that we never got to see. This is why we read a King James Version. Notice the word, version. Look that word up and you kind of go, oh my gosh, they're giving you what they want to give you. So anyway, that's where I go into. Sorry to...
No, that's great.
I'm on the pulpit.
You got me hooked. That's Deep Waters Radio on YouTube, right?
Yes. And I'm just, like I said, I'm a small fish. I've only been at it about a week, maybe, week and a half. But it's gaining some traction, a little bit of traction, and that's okay. I'm excited. The biggest thing is, and you know this, Richard, you got to be happy at what you do. You've got to be happy at what you do. And if you're not happy at what you do, you're not going to be good at it.
100%. Let's talk about something else you're really good at, and that's helping people get healthy and stay healthy. I'm looking at the website, getthetea.com. Tell me about some of your monthly specials.
My two specials are on the front page when you scroll down. On the special pages, we kind of hold them over at times. So cleanse is always going to be the tea. Guarantee you that. But like right now, we have on the front page the type 2 duo, and that's for people that have type 2 diabetes, and you need to help your glucose levels be in a healthy range. So we have takedown tea, and it tastes really, really good. And then we also have the regular super strength tea, and we have those together for $53, so you're going to save some money there. And of course, unlimited gets you free shipping, so make sure you remember that. You got to put in the coupon code, hit apply, boom, there you go, you're going to get free shipping. And then we have the other special, which is the apple cider plus, which is apple cider vinegar plus some cinnamon. It's really good. And when you go in Google and you look at all the benefits of apple cider vinegar, it's absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, it's a list forever. So you might want to be thinking, but a lot of people don't like taking that spoonful of apple cider vinegar. It's just can be very nasty. So I put it in a pill and people love it. And then, of course, we have the on the same special, we have the olive leaf extract, which is incredible for your immune system, incredible for your heart, incredible for a lot of things in your body. But immune is really huge on that. And then, of course, it comes with the tea. It comes with the tea. So I always like to run specials. And by the way, for those of you that are looking at these and you're going, yeah, this is sounds really good, or you go to my specials page, I have a specials page too, and that has a lot of goods on it. But when you go there and you order and you want your product in a day, can you please, you know, be patient, because the mail's not working quite correctly because they've shut down so many different things. And a lot of products sometimes are out. Now, these products that I have right now on special are in. We have them. People are kind of, I won't say hoarding because I don't like that word, but I think that people are stocking up because they're going, hey, if this goes another round, I want to be taking care of my health. So we do have this product in, so it might take a little longer. If you're in Canada, it's going to take a little bit longer, so be patient with us. And but we will get it out to you, and there is plenty right now. We'll let you know if there's not, but the manufacturers of the products, one manufacturer in New York was 200 people on staff, and as soon as this pandemic hit, went to 6 people.
Wow.
I mean, that's kind of across the board. California, they put them at home. Obviously, they did everywhere. So what happens is, you know, when all of a sudden you're putting out all these cases of product and all of a sudden this hits, you're not putting out those cases of product. So if you're not set in your warehouse, you know, which luckily we were. We have as few products that are out, but we were pretty stocked. So we kept it that way for a purpose. Not that we knew this pandemic was coming, but it just kind of worked out. And Allison Advance, it's not on special right now, but our Allison Advance is probably our biggest defender of your body and will help your immune system. But again, the exercise, not wearing a mask, this is all good for your body. And of course, always eating right. Eating right is so imperative.
Don't forget to use that code word UNLIMITED on all your orders at GetTheTea.com, and they ship absolutely free. And Ronnie, always a pleasure, and we'll talk again next month.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Okay, before I dim the lights in my little studio beneath the stairs, just enough time to remind you to consider becoming a Conspiracy Unlimited Plus member. Go to conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com and click on Gain Access to Premium Episodes. For a mere $1.99 per month, you get access to my vast back catalog of episodes, plus an additional 2 premium commercial-free episodes per month. ConspiracyUnlimitedPodcast.com and click on Gain Access to Premium Episodes. In the meantime, I'm Richard Serrett. So long for now.
A new Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. Blow your mind. That is all for now. Oh, and remember to share and give a 5-star review, because we have huge egos and need love. We're like cats. We need constant petting.